Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Raneth.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gothera.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. All right, we are back for another episode, and here we have Nugget underneath the water, barely holding on, attached to this crazy-looking crocodile-like creature that is holding on to him through a spear as he is pulling himself up and out of the pocket dimension while still holding on to the dwarf. Marza's steadily holding fast, thinking that it's her friend coming up out of the water. And it is going to be Nugget's action.
Is this the one where I have to start breathing?
You need to immediately roll a constitution saving throw.
Eight.
You start to swallow some water. And unfortunately, I'm going to say that's your full action, because you are now suffering trying to breathe. Jean.
I'm going to try and pull everything up.
All right, so you're going to try and push up everything out of the water?
Yep, just pull everything up and out.
All right, so you cast your spell, and you push up, and you manage to see a giant creature pop up out of the water. And you see this axe, or not axe, excuse me. And you see this spear pull up out of the water, and there is attached, like a fish on a gaff.
You wholesome bastard and your mother fuck bit tattoo. Hi guys.
And you see him take a deep breath. Tippletoe, it's your action.
Gonna turn you into a pair of boots.
Minor illusion, a box over the alligator's head again.
Okay, is that a save?
No, it's just there. He has to make a check to get out of it on his turn.
Okay. All right, Marza, it's your turn. Are you still pulling the rope?
I am.
All right, so go ahead and make an athletics check to keep pulling the rope towards the shore.
Six.
All right, so you're just holding steadfast on the rope, but you don't manage to pull it any closer. The creature pulls itself, and it also rolls a six and doesn't manage to pull very far as it's holding on to the spear as well. Nugget, your turn. You can now breathe.
Oh, I'm so pissed off. Okay, let's see. Okay, I am going to, I'm just going to hit it with my hammer.
All right, so you're going to hit the beast with your hammer. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
15.
You throw your hammer. And
well, I'm not throwing, I'm just hitting.
All right, so you take your hammer and you smack it, and it bounces off the scales. Jean?
I'm going to try and use shape water to separate him from the spear. Brace yourself.
This is gonna... Ooh. You are so on my shit.
Ouch. Alright, so you managed to pull Nugget off of the spear, and he suffers 9 points of piercing damage as the spear slides out of his gut, and the barbs holding onto him pull some of his flesh. And a big gush of blood just spills into the water. You know, just because that's a lot of pain, I'm going to have to say you need to make a constitution saving throw to stay conscious.
There's my good roll, 23.
All right, so you're just so angry that you just managed to stay awake and just pissed off as blood just spews.
I'm killing all of you!
Adrenaline's just going.
Adrenaline's pumping, keeping you awake. All right, Tip, it's your turn to act.
All right, I'm first going to do a firebolt followed by a chill touch bonus action.
Okay.
Firebolt is going to be 24.
That hits.
For 2 damage. Chill Touch is a crit.
Natural 20. All right, go ahead and grab a crit card for magic.
Big boom, quadruple damage. If this attack deals force or thunder damage, the target is pushed back, which it doesn't. If it is large or smaller, taking 1d6 bludgeoning damage for every 5 feet travel. So it's not moving back, but I am rolling 4 times the damage.
Yep.
Thank you. For 8 damage.
So you rolled 2?
Yeah.
Okay, Marza, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to. So it's in the water, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The beast is in the water, and so is Nugget. Covered in blood, and they're both circling in this whirlpool.
Okay, can I step out on the ice block there and.
The ice block is gone.
The last 1 hour.
Well, you've been using your spells on other things, so I've assumed that the ice block is gone.
I can only have 2 of its non-instantaneous effects active at one time. But the pushing is instantaneous. So those 2 blocks are going to be there for 1 hour.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, then I stand corrected. So you can definitely try to stand on the ice block. All right. So as you stand on the ice block and go into a battle stance, I am going to need you to roll an acrobatics check to make sure that you can stay stable on that ice block.
20.
Yep. 30. So you're rock solid. You're almost like you're part of the ice block.
Okay. I am going to. I can't reach Nugget from there, right?
No, you cannot reach Nugget quite because he's like circling in this like.
I'm in the drain.
Yeah, he's in the drain.
All right, I'm going to throw a rope out to Nugget.
Okay. So take out, throw a rope. It's athletics.
I got a natural 1.
Okay, so you think you were throwing the rope out to Nugget, but you end up just dropping the rope, and it floats down the river. It's gone forever.
I failed.
I love you, rope.
It is now the creature's turn, and the creature swims towards easy prey and tries to take another stab at Nugget.
Oh, you fucker!
A 16 to hit?
No.
All right, so he manages to not actually hit the angry dwarf, and then he's going to try to do a claw attack, and that is also another 16, which is a miss. So he just can't swim and get you at the same time.
Your mother!
It's now Nugget's turn.
Your mother was luggage!
It's my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, so he's right next to me.
Yeah. You can try to swim with the current to get to the bank of the shore and climb up, or you could try to attack him.
Actually, I'm going to try to attack him.
Okay.
I'm going to try to... Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw my hammer to ricochet and hit him from behind, but I want to also swim towards the ice block.
All right, so let's do the attack first, and we'll do movement second.
Okay. Crit!
Natural 20?
Yes!
All right, so grab a crit card for him.
This is bludgeoning, right?
Yes.
Okay, 99 double damage, and the target must make a DC 12 Constitution savings throw. On a failed save, did it fail?
Just keep going.
The target is knocked unconscious.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay, so it's double. Six. Six plus eight,
14 plus 17. So you do 17 damage?
Yes.
And you knock him unconscious.
Yeah, go drown, you fucker!
And the whirlpool stops as the creature gets plugged back into the hole.
Gotta love D&D.
And you guys have finished that encounter.
I'm swimming up onto the bank.
I'm just gonna shape water him, just rocket him towards us.
Okay, so you shape water, rocket him towards us, and you also notice the spear is starting to float down the river.
Save it!
All right, I'll save that too.
I don't know why.
So you shape water the spear?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you guys successfully managed to get to the bank, and you shape water the spear, and you bring the spear to the other side.
I give it to Marza to replace one of her javelins she lost.
Fair enough.
Here you go, my petit chou.
Thank you.
How hurt is everyone?
I'm doing all right.
Nah, not very hurt.
I'm only 3 points down. I'm good.
Okay, then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at level 2 on myself.
Okay.
That was fun, no?
I hate you so much!
I can put you back in if you'd like.
I really hate you so much.
I'm just prestidigitating myself to dry myself off.
Okay. You're just gonna leave the dwarf sopping wet. It's awesome.
I gotta get myself first. I'm cold.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's go ahead and move that. Thank you. And you guys are now successfully on the bank, and you've handed Marza the spear. What do you want to do with the spear, Marza?
You want to check to see if it's magical?
I could do that. I'm not... yeah, let's do that.
All right, so whoever's proficient in Arcana can do that, or yeah. If someone has Identify, they could do that.
I currently cannot cast Identify right now because I'm...
Isn't it a ritual?
No slots. Oh, yeah, I can use it as a ritual if you guys don't mind waiting 10 minutes.
It's up to you. If you guys want to take a short rest and...
It'll let us dry off some.
Okay, so I take 10 minutes of my... short rest and identify the spear.
Real quick, before we even start that rest, are there any vines on this side of the water?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to cast light on my shield again.
Yeah, so and as soon as you cast light, the vines immediately scurry back. There's not as many as on the opposite side, but there are definitely vines that are still in the ceiling and on the walls.
So can I carry Sir Willard with the light as long as with the spear?
Can you carry? You'd have to put your shield away to do that.
That's fine.
Yeah, if that's what you want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I need light for the.
All right, and you want to spend the 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it definitely is magical. It's a +1 barbed spear, so it's +1 to hit, +1 damage. And that's it. Just a basic +1 spear. But it is something you can throw.
Or if you don't want it, I can always break it down into parts and try to make it into something else.
Or that.
I could use some magical material.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You don't want to use it as a javelin or anything?
No? Nope.
Okay. All right, so you guys are at the bank. You spent the 10 minutes kind of relaxing and catching your wits, and I'm sure you prestidigitized most of the people as much as you could in between the 10 minutes of the casting of the ritual. Do you guys want to start heading further down in the dungeon?
Yep, I want to sneak ahead and scout some.
Okay. Where do you walk?
I'd like to check for traps as well.
No. You didn't that. You didn't say I want to check for traps. So pick the squares that you pick.
You would have thought you would have learned that last time.
Yeah. One, hug the wall.
Okay.
Do I still need to make a stealth check?
Yes, make your stealth check.
26.
And how many squares are you going to go up?
I'm up to here, so big around the corner. So.
All right, as soon as you put your foot down and that little indent, it starts to go down as you step on another loaded spring. What do you do?
Nothing's happened, and it's moved as far as it's going to go for me?
As long as your foot is on it, and you know this from the previous ones, as long as the right pressure is kept, you're fine.
Suddenly some eerie music starts playing because of my magic, just like...
What do you do, John?
Be prepared to run. Run as fast as you can. Then I'm going to dash.
You're going to dash?
Bonus action dash.
As soon as you take your foot off of the switch and you run around the corner, mm-hmm. Nothing happens.
Oh, thank God.
The look on Zach's face is priceless.
So, okay, he said to prepare to run, so I'm trying to, like, now I know nothing happens, but I don't want to metagame.
Oh, yeah, so you're totally going to run. So run. You're okay. Definitely all running.
Yeah, fine, I'll run.
30. Go back 2 squares because you just stepped on another trap.
All right.
Go back 3 squares, you also stepped on a trap.
Yep. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh.
And Nugget?
No, actually put me against the wall. Like, right, one more.
Nugget has also stepped on a trap.
Go me!
Or what feels like traps. The stones go down into the ground where you stepped.
Is anything physically stopping me? Because otherwise I was just running.
As soon as you touched that thing, it went down in the ground. Are you going to keep running? It's your choice. I wanted to make sure that you make that decision while you were running. You immediately felt the ground go down. So I'm giving you the choice. You can continue running, or you can stop. That's what I love about D&D. It's about choices. Which choices shall you choose?
15, 20. He said to run, so I'm just running and expecting them to run. And then when they don't, if they don't run, then I'll stop a little ahead.
As soon
and be
as
like,
you
whoa?
Get your foot off, I need you, Marza, and Nugget to make a dexterity saving throw.
But I stopped.
Yeah, but I didn't.
She stepped off of it.
You said dex?
Yes.
15.
17.
18.
Right, you guys all save for half. As 9 spears shoot out of each side of the walls around you in both directions. And you guys take 15 points of piercing damage.
Half of that?
That's half.
Oh.
It was 18 spears total. You would have took 30 if you didn't dodge.
Are you down?
No.
Okay.
But he's not very happy with me.
So we're more forward then, right?
No, you guys all took the damage right there. Well, she took spears while she was running. You guys just took the damage where you were standing as you're running behind her. Does that make sense? So you guys can still be running, but you took damage. You are on a trap yourself. You haven't moved yet. So are you going to keep running, or are you going to step off of the moved stone?
Fuck it. I'm staying put. I ain't doing shit.
All right. So you're standing still. What are you going to do?
I'm not doing anything.
So you're not moving forward at all? What are you going to do?
Can I inspect the spot I'm on?
You definitely can. So make an investigation check.
13.
All right, so you do notice that there is a very simple mechanism that you could probably wedge in between the stones to lock it in place and safely step off. And there's plenty of rubble around you. So you're able to grab like a sharp piece of stone and kind of lodge it in there gently. And be able to move off the trap.
Au revoir, everybody. And I'm going to head back to them and do their traps.
Okay, so you're going to head to Nugget because he's the only other one with the trap. And go ahead and say a straight dexterity.
9.
What, with advantage, because you've done this before.
14.
Yeah, so you managed to actually grab a small stone and wedge it in between the two pieces perfectly, and then you can let Nugget know he can step off the stone.
I hate this dungeon! So much!
Be careful when you move.
Maybe you shouldn't have split the party. You wandered off. We're rescuing you, remember?
I don't remember that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Alcohol. It's a hell of a drug.
Man, I wish I had some of that dust.
All right,
cosmic dust? Yeah, man. I wish it was real.
This whole thing is awesome.
All right, maybe then. I don't wish that was real.
Yeah, no.
Okay, then I'm burning my last second level spell slot for Cure Wounds on myself.
Perfect.
Didn't
want to heal all of us?
Did you want me to?
Yeah, that would be great.
Would be
everyone
really
took a
nice.
Lot of damage.
Not moi.
All right, fine, I'll do that.
All right, so 10 minutes pass.
Can we get us to a spot where we're safe?
Well, you guys know that now most of this area here, I assume you want to investigate, but check for traps before dashing? Okay.
12.
Yeah, so as far as you know, there are no more traps here.
All right.
So you guys kind of all line up in this little spot here, and I assume you wait 10 minutes?
Yep.
Well,
while I wait 10 minutes, I'm going to look ahead, not moving, but just like kind of investigating ahead to see if I can see any traps. I'm not moving. I'm just looking.
You can make an investigation check, but you're not going to be able to see too much. Not until you get around the corner.
14?
Yeah. So as far from where you're standing, you don't see anything that looks too dangerous.
Okay, then prayer of healing. So 10 minutes go by, nothing happens?
10 minutes go by, no issue.
17. Would have been it. 18.
14 health, 18, everyone.
Yeah. Yes! Thank you.
Don't hate me too much, Seth.
14.
I'm at 15 health, so, and I'm out of second level slots.
You guys can take a short rest.
But you don't get spell slots.
You can't recover slots. Only I can,
though. You have hit dice you can spend.
Yeah, I already burned through all four of them.
Oh.
Well, I'm saying if...
You guys are in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Sucker crap.
It's not my fault. Well, it is my fault, but it's part of the game.
Oh, I know that.
All right, so 10 minutes pass by without any issue. I mean, if you guys have mana, or not mana potions, if you guys have health potions, you can pop those. I don't know if you guys have any left.
Nope.
And Jean, I assume you're going to take the lead?
Yep.
You going to dash ahead again?
No.
Oh. Man. Okay.
I'll assist you while you're looking for traps.
Well, he said front is clear.
Yeah, the front's clear. We can
what is outside? Ahead. Or is this still inside?
This is all still part of the dungeon.
Okay.
Just pick anywhere that doesn't have a square is just walls.
Okay. So I'm going to sneak ahead and look around.
All right. So I'm going to say that you move to right here in the middle. Right there, like in the open way. Yeah, right there. And then go ahead and make an investigation check for traps.
11.
Okay, so as far as you... Oh, because she's giving you a little bit of help.
I'm going to...
11.
Okay. Go ahead and follow right behind.
Well, actually, she needs to follow... Yeah, she needs to follow him.
Well,
so you're
Sir Willard has a light, so...
Once you guys get further in there, you can spread out a little bit more, but he's just looking in the general vicinity. So if you want to move over a little bit so that the rest of the party can come in, just point to spots. These look safe. So the first four squares that you see there, four rectangles. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. So the one you're standing on, but right in front. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Put them all out, and I'll move over this way.
Yeah, so, and then Tippletoe can move behind. Or,
yeah, no, move me in there.
Right there. There you go.
Whee!
All right, so we're going to move Nugget behind Tip. Tip's going to be there. And then Marza, move to the left side of Tippletoe. There you go. So you guys are in a nice little four picture. And then we're going to go ahead and take a picture of this because we're getting into the next part of the dungeon here for people to see. And then there's the river that they failed at horribly. And then I will give those to Kimberly to put up on social media. Okay, so as you guys fan out into this room, there's a sense of calmness again. Mm-hmm. Almost surreal calmness. You don't feel like you did in the other part. It feels almost surreal, like it's safe. And you see inside of the dungeon this strange pool that's right in the middle, surrounded by mossy rocks and other pieces of stone that are still attached to the dungeon. Everything else around the dungeon is solid wall. Far as you know, there are no doors for you guys to get through. The only way out that you could possibly think of is maybe the river? You don't know. But you're also in another strange world. And there's a pool of water in front of you.
History check?
Go ahead.
Me too. Nat 20.
14.
Okay. So you've heard of the Feywild having pools that act as portals that take you to other places in the Feywild. And you also know the same thing, rolling the 14. But for the nat 20, you definitely know that there have been stories of pools that take you to other portals of places, but you don't know where. And you do know that you have to drink the water before the portal is revealed to you.
Hey, guys, I think I know what to do. I'm going to investigate the area on the way to the pool.
Okay,
to see
so make an traps. Investigation.
Sixteen.
There are no traps.
Okay, so I go right up to the edge.
Okay.
Just follow my lead. I lean in, scoop up the water. And...
Make a Constitution saving throw.
That would be an 18.
Okay. You feel this sense of warmth wash over your stomach, and you feel your gut start to turn inside out a little bit, and then you just hold steadfast, and then it releases, and then all of a sudden the pool of water turns a bright crimson red. And only you can see this.
Can I make an arcana check to kind of gauge the color meaning?
Okay. It is definitely very, very magical, and it is definitely having a great effect on you, but you don't know where it goes or what significance the red color means. You just know that the portal is now working based off of the arcana check.
Well, here goes nothing. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
All right. So you jump into the water and disappear. What do you three do?
Crap. Well, I was going to do a medicine check on the water first.
Okay, go ahead and do a medicine check on the water. The water looks very tasty to drink with that natural one again.
Fuck everything. I take a swig.
All right, so make a constitution saving throw.
11.
All right, so you actually feel a little sick with the 11. You don't feel like it's really having any major effect, but you do feel a little sick, and then all of a sudden the water turns a bright blue.
Yay, blue! Fuck it, jump in.
And the nugget disappears.
Are they always this reckless?
Not usually. Can I do a medicine check?
Go ahead.
Because you didn't say red, did you?
11.
The water looks fine to you.
You shouted out, though.
I said blue.
Would I know if, like, color significance?
You know that it's definitely going to... You know that it the color signifies that it's going to take you to a certain location, but you don't know where.
Shall we drink, but not follow yet?
I'll drink. I'm not jumping in.
Okay, so you drink. All right, both of you make a constitution saving throw for me.
8.
Okay. The water is red.
Nineteen.
The water is blue.
What color is your water?
It's blue.
Mine is red. We'll be going to different places.
Oh, Jean, don't leave me. No, sorry.
My petit chou, I will never leave you. And I jump in and drag her in.
So you hold her hand and pull her in? Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you're going to come out like that thing from The Fly.
All of a sudden, you get transported to a small cubbyhole where there's a strange bald man with a red cap. Red cap, 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 red cap. Both of you look like strange bald men with red caps on your head. Red cap, 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 red cap. All of a sudden, it changes again into this weird, formy, murky thing, and you guys are surrounded in some sort of murky blackness, and then you see this demonic-looking thing that could only be described as some sort of crazy-looking squid face. With tentacles wrapping both of you and squeezing you, and you're being sucked and squeezed into this other little tight dimension, and you almost feel like you can't take it anymore, and then all four of you are in a room. You see a story unfold before you. A formless creature dreaming of a great book. Inside the book had great magic and knowledge. This formless one opened the book. And there, on an unwritten page, the name Booga formed. This formless creature contemplated this name. It was in such deep thought, it formed the shape of pure blue lightning. The thought was so pure, so magical, that when it takes shape, it began to speak. I am Booga, controller of the clouds and lightning. I thank you, Nameless One and Formless One, for bringing me to being. For this gift, I shall give you form. For 1,000 years, Booga formed the shape of a beautiful blue dragon. Using his mighty double hammer, he forged the shape and form of Volanthus. I have given you shape, but I cannot name you, as you are my father. I am Volanthus, the protector of the Book of Life. And we'll find out next week.
Oh, come on! You suck!
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, and thanks for listening to episode number 14 of All D20. Wait, it's a trap! Hope you guys are doing very well. I want to give a shout-out today to a couple people. First, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Greg for his awesome show, Strange People, Weird World. You guys should check him out on Apple, Spotify, and all of your listening RSS feeds that you utilize. I also want to give a shout-out to Be Kind to Nerds on Facebook for giving a shout-out to us on their page. Thanks, guys. Greatly appreciate it. And we really look forward to the next What Happens Next. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are too. And I hope you're excited enough to give us some feedback on either facebook.com/alld20, or you can find us at #alld20, #all_d20 on Twitter. And we would love, love, love to hear your feedback. And if you can also give us that 5-star review on iTunes, it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. And as always, game on.